sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into Tuesday, July 29, 2025, second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, in this time slot, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck or Randy.
Hey, got a question for you. The smoking of the pork and all the things that you smoke there at the two locations, do you do the smoking at the old location, the new location, both locations? People have asked me that, and I said, you know what? I really don't know. I got to ask Ian.
That's a great question. Actually, we smoke at both locations. So when we first opened, we bought our smoker from a spot in Missouri, so it's handmade. And we opened the new location. We were going to do all of the smoking at the new location, bigger kitchen, bigger prep area.
Sure.
We bought a brand new smoker, exact same version that we bought 8 years ago, bought a brand new one of those, put it at the new location. And actually what ended up happening was we had such a great winter time that we needed to keep smoking at both locations. So
really?
That's what we do now is we smoke, yep, out of the exact same smoker, both. You know, it's just a new version at the new location at the south end.
Sure.
So we are smoking at both locations.
Man, cranking a lot of pork. Have you figured out mathematically the amount of pork and different meats that you guys do there? How much are we consuming? How much are you guys preparing on a monthly basis, weekly basis, whatever numbers you figured out?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question. Pulled pork and brisket by far are our best-selling proteins. Of course, we have ribs and chicken and fish and shrimp and
Right. Whatever,
but definitely brisket and pulled pork by far are the two best sellers. And, you know, that's a really good question about how the poundage that we go through on a month.
Yeah.
I couldn't even begin to guess how many pounds
you're so busy.
Well, you know, it's honestly, it's something that we just haven't tracked. But also people also forget that we cater all the time.
Oh,
so we
okay.
do golf groups, we do weddings, we do wedding receptions, all kinds of different stuff. So at any given time, we've got another 200 or 300 pounds of pork or brisket going out the back door to a party. So it's not just the two restaurants, it's also the catering that we do as well.
Right, got it. So if somebody has a family reunion or, like you say, an offsite wedding somewhere, you provide catering services of your products as well.
Absolutely. And it's barbecue, so you can walk in and you can order a pound or pounds, like somebody came in and ordered 6 pounds of ribs the other day. And that's just what we do. You want barbecue, we'll sell it to you anyway. You can put it in your mouth, pretty much.
I love it. I love it. Well, somebody asked me that, and I'm like, you know what? It's an operational thing. That's something Ian and I have never even talked about, even off the air. So pretty interesting.
Yeah, consistency is key, and we figured we want to keep everything consistent, so you get the same kind of mac and cheese at each location. You get the same kind of sliced brisket at each location.
Got it. And with it being produced with the same, basically, smoker, the quality is consistent.
Exactly.
Got it. Good. Well, listen, I got a phone call last night from a listener, a new listener, actually, up in Grant Township. And
she
talked to you about the upcoming Planning Commission meeting. I want to pick your brain a little bit because I think I understand the process. And I gave her some advice, and if I'm wrong, I want you to correct me on the air right here in the next segment. Can you do that for us?
You got it.
Okay, brother. Again, we're speaking with Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the two Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, downtown Main Street, as well as the south location. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Ian, I got a phone call last night, and this lady introduced herself to me, saying that she's from Grant Township. And I said, okay. And she said, well, they have this solar project planned for our community, 1,700 acres, I think she mentioned. And I said, well, stop right there. I said, first of all, have you guys spoken with Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney? And she said, oh, yeah, great guys, really appreciate everything they're doing. We met with them. They're engaged with us here, and said that there's a planning commission meeting coming up, and she wanted to ask me if I would have people on from the community that could speak about this and how they're opposed to it and why they don't want it to go through. And I said, well, first of all, is this a Board of Commissioners meeting or a Planning Commission meeting? She said, Planning Commission. And I said, and I heard the attorney for the county got up and spoke in favor of this project and basically spoke in favor of them supporting and passing it. And she goes, yeah. And I said, well, if you've talked to Ian Murphy and David Delaney, I think the process, the legal strategy is just stay quiet. Don't even attend the Planning Commission meeting and allow them just to go ahead and pass it on their own without any resistance so that David Delaney can do his thing at the local court, probably up there in Sheboygan with Judge Gauthier or whoever. I said, I think that's the process. Did I advise her correctly?
My understanding with the group in Grant Township, which is a very big group, it's growing bigger and bigger, that is still the strategy. What we're finding out in Sheboygan is, unlike here in Otsego County, what they did was, and I got to go back to these acronyms because we know government loves their acronyms, a CREO, yes, a Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance, is what the state was saying that each local unit of government, an LUG, a LUG, okay, anybody that's coming and wanting to put in one of these developments falls under Public Act 233, battery facility, wind facility, or solar park, as they're calling it up in Sheboygan. I don't know what is a park about it or what is a farm about it, but they love to use these words. So sure, a solar park that they're putting in Grant Township. What Sheboygan did was they actually went out and was one of the few counties that did adopt a CREO, a Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance. Otsego County did not have a CREO, so they approved the application in Otsego based on a 2021 ordinance that is more restrictive than Public Act 233 and is part of the reason why we sued, because that is not a CREO here in Otsego County. Now, Sheboygan has adopted a CREO, so it changes things just a little bit up there. But what it also is now going to do is when we sue in Sheboygan County and they have a CREO, we've sued here in Otsego County, they don't have a CREO. The judge's order here in Otsego County is saying Public Act 233 does not have any bearing on the application. We're now asking the judge to answer the question as to how or why 233 doesn't apply to this application. So then go up to Sheboygan County and let's see if the Planning Commission passes with a CREO up there. How can that be if Public Act 233 would have no bearing on these applications? Then you go downstate to St. Clair County, where I believe, yeah, DTE is suing St. Clair County because they've added more restrictions into their solar ordinance. I don't believe they've adopted a CREO, but DTE is suing that county because they're saying, you guys are creating more restrictions, which Public Act 233 doesn't allow us to do. Judge Hunter, in Otsego County, why does Public Act 233 apply in St. Clair County or Sheboygan County, but it wouldn't apply here in Otsego County? Please answer.
Right.
So this is further proof of how bad Public Act 233 is as a law. Because here's now as a municipality that's gone through the effort to create a compatible renewable energy ordinance. So it's very interesting to see how these cases, at least these three specifically, are going to play out because they all run against each other somehow. So at some point, there is going to have to be, the gavel is going to have to come down and say, listen, it's A, B, C, and D. It's not the equivalent of A plus 1, 2, and 3 minus B. And it's not this crazy equation that they have with Public Act 233. It should be simple. The speed limit on I-75 in northern Michigan is 75 miles an hour. You violate that, you get a ticket. The ticket's going to be this amount of money. It's pretty simple. That's what they need to do with Public Act 233, or repeal the whole darn thing altogether.
Now, just for point of clarification then, you would agree with what I told her. Don't go there, bunch of irate citizens with pitchforks in hands and signs, you know, NIMBY, not in our backyard. Just go ahead and allow them to pass it through the Planning Commission. That way, David Delaney, the attorney, can step in, and then, like you said in the past, he can sue at the local level, keep it in Sheboygan County, as opposed to it going downstate to a higher court there in Lansing, and not be dealt with accordingly to the local judge's decision.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you the main reason for that is, forget about all this CREO nonsense I've just been talking about.
Yeah.
One of the items in there for their five standards for a industrial solar development is this dark sky friendly lighting. That is literally written, that is the metric for lights around these facilities, is merely dark sky friendly lighting. That is so ambiguous. There are things called lumens. You look on the front of a box of light bulbs and it tells you the lumens that light bulb produces.
Sure.
Why do they not put that specificity into a development such as these? So literally the last one of these standards in Public Act 233 has no specificity. Again, I'll use the analogy of driving on the freeway. Imagine if that speed limit sign simply said reasonable speed. Nobody knows what the hell that is.
Yeah, exactly. Reasonable to me and my Cadillac could be 120, no problem.
Right.
But,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. So even if up in Sheboygan County, the Planning Commission passes it, it starts to go through, that group in Sheboygan County is going to sue exactly how we have here in Otsego County, and it will stop that development dead in its tracks for however long it takes for all of those court cases to make its way through the system. And that's what we're doing here in Otsego County. And if nothing else, if they drag that case out long enough, the developer will walk away. They're spending millions of dollars to get these things done.
Yeah.
And if we drag them out long enough, they will walk away.
They'll just pack it up and go away. Absolutely. That's not the
ultimate strategy, right? The ultimate strategy is we want Public Act 230 either changed or completely removed from the Michigan Constitution. That is the end game. But worst case scenario, we sue, we stop, and hopefully they end up walking away.
Yeah, Public Act 233, again, a bad law passed by the Democrats in the House, the Senate, signed by the governor. And ultimately, with the Clean Energy Act of 2040, she wants all of our electricity produced by green renewable energy, which is not even practical. But this is the basis of Public Act 233, and this is why this mandate's being pushed by Lansing.
Yeah, and you see Palisades nuclear plant is coming back online. We're firing back up coal plants. You know,
yep.
The EPA and the federal administration is doing that. So, I mean, this clean energy, which is a joke to begin with, because it's not clean, it's not green, except for putting money in people's pockets that don't deserve it.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen. Anybody that actually believes that, I would love to sit down and try and have a rational conversation with somebody that actually believes by 2040 or any time in human history moving forward, could we have 100% quote clean energy is completely fooling themselves.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I'm hoping for is I've read numerous stories of how they're working to get these hydrogen production plants up. Have you heard about hydrogen and what's going on there?
I have. I've been watching a couple of different developments, and even in some new wind technology that is not gigantic wind turbines, there's some pretty interesting stuff out there that's coming down the pipe. And actually, I just heard the other day that a young man has developed a way to take plastic and basically burn it and create energy. So there's a lot of fascinating things happening out there. So
yeah,
we don't necessarily need to be relying on crude oil for some of these productions, but nuclear, look at what France has done. They've got it figured out. They can build a facility in, I think, 3 years.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
insane.
Yeah. Well, and the other component to all this is, again, based on the agenda driven, pushed by the Democrats basically last year, how this all went through. And do you see ultimately we might, through these court cases also, by eliminating, repealing Public Act 233, do you think we might see some changes or revisions to the Michigan Public Service Commission?
I would love to. I mean, anytime you have an unelected commission or board that is making huge decisions, rate hikes. I mean, we have the fourth most expensive electricity in the United States. And by the way, we also have like the fourth or fifth worst number of power outages and length of power outages. Like, these are, come on. I cannot take anybody seriously that thinks that any of this is a good idea. And or you just need to admit you hate poor people if this is your agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. Because those are the people that get hurt the most.
100%. Absolutely true.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the fight and everything that you and David Delaney are doing. And again, folks, if you're ever going to be in the Gaylord area, you got to stop in at the downtown location or check out the new south location on Old 27. They are now in Google Maps. I gave you reviews on both of them at two different locations from Trucker Randy. And I got a 5-star influencer rating on Google Maps. So hopefully that will get the word out. I actually had a couple people say that they heard about the new South location here on the station and us talking. And they said they took a family in. I believe she said there was 8 or 10 members. I sent you a text message about it. And hopefully you were able to communicate with them and thank them for coming. New South location doing well. And again, Pavilion is available. If you guys want to get a hold of them, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. Check it out there. I checked it out the other day. I actually texted it to a friend. They're going to be doing a family reunion later in August. They're going to reach out to you and see if you can accommodate them. So we're excited.
Perfect. Birthday parties, all of that kind of stuff. We love hosting for sure.
Yes. And also, organizations, if you have an organization, a big meeting, a political event, anything like that, Ian's willing to host those as well. Not worried about offending anybody, especially at the South location. We don't have any neighbors to worry about. So
that has never been part of my matrix.
yes, exactly. Not part of your DNA. I get it, brother. I think that's why you and I get along so well.
it very well might be. And the tide is turning. People want more honesty and truth out there. So keep speaking,
amen.
Bro.
Absolutely. We will do that and appreciate your support. And again, ironpigsmoke.com is the website. You can order online and they'll have it ready for you to go either location. And again, give them a call if you have any questions about any events or outings. We wanted to make sure you guys talk with them as well. Consider having it there at the New South location. So, Ian, appreciate it again, brother, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks always, Trucker Randy.
All right, brother. Have a good day. Bottom of the hour news break is coming up. We've got some other stories we're going to get into from Lansing as well as Washington, D.C., we're going to take a short break. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.